Rolling Nowhere, Riding the Rails with America's Hobos by Ted Conover. Copyright 1981 by Ted Conover. Read by the author. Performance copyright 2001 by Brilliance Audio. All rights reserved.
By the time Rolling Nowhere came out, I had crossed the country on my bicycle, worked in a Spanish sausage factory, done community organizing as a VISTA volunteer in inner-city Dallas, and, of course, spent 4 months on the rails with hobos. I thought of myself as experienced and mature. Imagine my surprise, then, when I learned that my editor had appended to my chosen title, Rolling Nowhere, the line, "A Young Man's Adventures Riding the Rails with America's Hobos." "A young man's?" I asked her on the phone, feeling I'd just been demoted by New York Publishing. "Well, we thought that best described it," I recall her saying. "There's nothing wrong with it. You are a young man, you know." And clearly I was. I was 24. With this new edition, the subtitle has been improved. But I must admit, as I reread this first book of mine, that the description was accurate. These are a young man's adventures. Now that I'm almost 20 years older and have seen more, done more, and written more, this younger man, despite his pretensions of experience, seems a bit callow. And so candid. Most of my first-person writing at the time had been for my journals and diaries, and I think I never really imagined that anyone would be able to take this book home from the store or library and read my deepest thoughts. The world of the railroad hobo has changed considerably in the 20 years since Rolling Nowhere was first published. People have been proclaiming his death for years and years now. Many were surprised when my book came out that there had been any hobos left for me to travel with. At the time, I guessed there were several thousand railroad hobos still out there. But now, it does seem there are practically none.